Okay, just like I said yesterday, just proud of this team. Faced some adversity and dedicated themselves to having a good season and finished it up the regular season the way that that we wanted to. So proud of that. Quickly turn a page here. We're on to a big challenge here. Kansas City is a very good football team. Won 10 in a row, great coaching staff, great players. So it's a big, big challenge for our football team. And we've already met today. We started working on these guys, and it's going to take a lot of effort from a lot of different people to try to come out on the winning end. On the injury front, Dwayne Brown obviously suffered a bad quad injury. He'll undergo surgery on Wednesday. And, you know, just a little bit about Dwayne. You know, from the day I arrived here, Dwayne has been one of the leaders of this football team, one of the best left tackles in football, always out there at practice, always in early, staying late, meeting extra, working in the weight room, doing everything that you would want a leader to do. So, you know, we're going to miss him. Next guy's going to have to step up, but I just want to tell you my feelings on Dwayne. And then Jadeveon Clowney, I'd say he's day-to-day still. I think he feels pretty good today. We'll see how it feels on tomorrow and then Wednesday. Obviously, Nate Washington's in the same category day-to-day. And then I would say that Cecil Shorts has a chance to play in the game on Saturday. So with that, I'll open it up to
Bill, what do you think?
Questions.
The most important thing that you can do as a head coach to help the team get ready?
Well, I think there's a few. I don't know if there's one thing, John. I think there's a few things. I think we've got to make sure that we're fresh. You know, that you know at this time of the year, a lot of guys have played a lot of football. So we have to understand the game plan. We've got to work in practice when we do practice, but we can't be out there forever. And we have to be fresh on Saturday. We've got to be able to play fast. And then, you know, I think our job as a coaching staff is we've got to leave no stone unturned. When you're playing in the playoffs, every single play is important. Every play call, every situation, every decision you make is vital to the success or not success in the game. So those are the things that we're going to try to do as a staff.
You kind of touched on this, but what about the Chiefs makes them so difficult to deal with?
Well, first of all, they have a lot of good players, and then they have a really good coaching staff. So they, you combine that that combination just is tough. I mean, they've got on defense really good pass rushers with Ali and Houston, and they've got a good secondary playing at a high level. Linebackers fly around. Their front seven is very, very good. Offensively, Alex Smith's had a good year. Receivers, Macklin. I know their Jamal Charles is on IR now, but you know, they've still got running backs, Kelsey, the tight end. I mean, really good offensive line. So it's a big challenge. Special teams is a challenge. You know, Conley's a returner for them now, guys like that. So we've got a big challenge ahead of us, and that's basically what makes them tough.
Coach, that was going to be my question. With Charles out of the lineup, obviously they still had success. How is this offense different from Charles?
Well, I think that's where the coaching comes in. Coach Reed has, you know, tremendous amount of experience in this league, and so he's seen it all. So he's able to adapt. When he loses a player, the next guy can step up, and he knows how to use that player. And I think that their staff does a really good job of putting their players in the right position, and then the players go out there and execute. They've got good players, you know. So when they lose a guy, another guy's able to step in and fill his own role, in a really good way. So I think it's a combination of good coaching and good playing.
What are those couple of things you learned from Belichick that have prepared you to be head coach in the playoffs?
Well, you know, I learned a lot from Bill, no doubt about it. And I think one of the things that I learned is something that I already said, is that, you really can't leave any stone unturned. So, for instance, if you're getting ready for a regular season game and you may look at the last three or four games, or maybe you go back and look at a common opponent, something like that. But in this instance, you're looking at all the games. You're looking at all the snaps. You're looking for any edge that you can find to try to put your players in the best position to make plays. So you've got to look at it by down and distance, situation, personnel, road game, home game, special teams on the road, special teams at home, quarterbacks and how Alex Smith operates on the road, how he operates at home, different things like that. So we've got to be really detailed in our preparations.
Coach, you've got a lot of veterans who've played in playoff games. What do you tell the young guys about the atmosphere and just what to expect on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We talked about that a little bit this morning. You know, I think that the NFL is a very difficult league. I think it's so hard to win on Sundays, you know, especially, you know, in the regular season. Then when you go to the playoffs, you better jack it up another notch because everything's faster. You know, there's more on the line. Every play counts. Every guy has to really concentrate and focus on every play to do his job to the best of his ability and be dependable in doing that. So that's basically what you tell really every player. And for those guys that haven't been in the playoffs, you know, the younger players, they've just got to prepare. They have to understand, look, they're going to have to do a little bit extra this week, you know, whether it's in the training room, the weight room, or in the film room. Everybody's got to put in a little extra this week.
Bill, it's been a while since you've been in the playoffs. I mean, you had the run with New England, and you guys were there every year, and what ended in the Super Bowl. What's it like for you just to kind of be back in this situation, coaching a team and having a full week to prepare for a game like this?
It's definitely, as a coach, it's just exciting. It's where you want to be. I mean, you walk in the building this morning, you know, everybody here is excited. Everybody, you know, the people that work in the media office, the coaches, the trainers, the equipment guys, the people that work in the dining room. I mean, everybody's excited. So I think that's part of it. And then I think it's always pretty neat because you get a second wind. You know, you really get a second wind. You know, the season is a long season. You're game planning for 20 games, you know, four preseason games and 16 regular season games. And you're getting your team prepared. And, you know, look, it's a long season. You know, it's 6 months. And then you're able to get to the playoffs because of how these players have played. And it's like getting a second win, and it's a pretty good feeling.
Bill, big shoes to fill for Chris Clark, but he's the kind of insurance policy you guys wanted to acquire when you traded for him. What do you feel like about him as his ability to step in and keep playing at a high level for you guys?
I thought he played well yesterday. I thought he went in there yesterday and he fought, and he knows what to do. He's played in a Super Bowl as a starter. So, like, he knows what it means to play at this time of the year in this league. He's a really good veteran presence. He's got good leadership skills. The guys know that he's going to go in there and do his job because he's played for a long time. So, you know, look, it's never good to lose your starting left tackle. That's not easy to overcome. But when you have a guy like Clarkie, that's good. That can help you.
When you threw your headset, you were talking with the officials.
I dropped it.
Pretty good distance, though.
Huh?
Decent distance, though. What was the point of dispute?
I'll just leave that between myself and Terry.
How'd you talk him out of throwing a flag on you? Because he almost did.
Two Irish guys. He forgave me.
What makes Travis Kelce so difficult to deal with?
You know, he's big. He's fast. He's got really good hands, very good route running ability. So he's able to come in and out of breaks using his size and his length with his quickness. He's one of the best in the league. He's a tough matchup. He's a tough matchup, and you've got to figure out different ways to defend him because you know, it takes more than one guy to defend him.
How nice was it to see JJ kind of back to his old self yesterday? And were you worried with going in with him not wearing the cast for the first time?
I never really get worried about JJ. You know, I think he knows, he obviously knows how to play. And I'll say this, even when he was playing with the club, I mean, he was still a very, very disruptive player. I think obviously having the use of his fingers and being able to grab is a whole lot better than having the club on there. But, I mean, I've been around this guy 32 regular season games now. I mean, that was a hell of a football game that he played. I mean, he played one really good football game. I mean, he was sacking the quarterback. He was batting balls. He was tackling guys for losses. He was doing his job and then some. And I think that, you know, he did a great job for our defense yesterday.
A lot of people say Andy Reid's doing his best coaching job, and you brought them up earlier. What is it about this season, their 10-game winning streak, you see him doing such a great job?
Well, I'm still studying them, John, but I just in studying them initially here, they play smart football. You know, they understand what type of team they have. You know, they've got a good defense. They're very efficient on offense. You know, sometimes you get, if you look at the stats, it may not bear out that way, but I think you got to really study him on film. You know, he's a very smart coach situationally. He knows what type of team he has. They've been decent on special teams, and I think they've been opportunistic, and they've They've won games by, you know, playing great defense, playing great special teams, playing good on offense. They've won games in a lot of different ways, and I think that goes a lot to their players, but also his experience in the league.
Bill, as simple as it is, how big is it to have this game at home with this crowd? All of a sudden, I mean, you have an innate home field advantage.
Yeah.
And, I mean, your first year, I think you talked about the crowd and the fans a lot. You haven't had to as much this year, but it's obvious that.
Yeah, this crowd, Brian, is the best crowd in the league, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, I've been to just about every stadium. I mean, this crowd is loud. They're here early. They never leave. Seems like they're always in their seats, and except for right after halftime. Sometimes they're a little late getting back from wherever they're at. But no, they're a great crowd, and we need this crowd. You know, the beginning of the game, our players really feed off of this crowd. You know, you can see it on the field, and our players get really excited to play in front of this crowd. And I know what it means to the city of Houston to be in this situation, and we're just part of our motivation is to go out there and play well for this crowd.
Bill, could you talk about Whitney Mercilus, what he's doing, what's it, why he got off yesterday, all that stuff?
Yeah, he I would say in the 2 years that we've been here, he's had a lot of good games, and I would say yesterday is near the top. I mean, he played a really good football game. You know, here's a guy that has worked very, very hard to get to this point. He's put a lot of time in. He's here very early in the morning. He stays late. He's a great teammate. He's always out there. He stays healthy, knock on wood. He's done a really good job for us. And yesterday was, you know, in that respect, was kind of the culmination of all of his efforts. And it's just great when you see a guy like that be successful. You know, it's good. It's a good feeling. And, you know, here's a guy. I think he's got 12 and a half sacks on the year. That's a really good regular season, so now he's got to keep it going. That's the trick now, keep it going in the playoffs.
I want to ask you about two guys, Brian Peters' contributions as your special teams ace, and on Andre Howe and his transition to safety this whole year, being a corner, what he's done.
Yeah, Brian was a really good pickup for us. He's enthusiastic. He loves special teams. Shane Leckler's the captain, basically, of our special teams. And then, you know, Brian, along with Max Bulla and Curtis Drummond and Akeem Dent, those linebackers, those guys have really done a good job. In fact, Max got the game ball yesterday on special teams. He had three tackles in the game, but Brian's done a good job. All those guys have, you know, and the linebackers that help us on special teams. So it's good to have those guys. And then Dre Howe, you know, Dre's one of those guys that is just a great teammate, works very, very hard, is very coachable. Very coachable. He's gonna ask the right questions. He's gonna try to do it the way you're coaching him to do it, and just a good guy to be around. Good guy to have on the team.
Coach, you and the players have talked about the one game season all throughout the season, and because after the slow start, you needed to win so many of these games. Do you feel good about how your players, how your coaches will balance their excitement of being here versus the challenge of doing what you're supposed to do, which is win?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good question. I'll tell you this, though. We got a lot of guys on the coaching staff that have been in this position. So we've been here before. It's, you know, a lot of us, it's not necessarily new to us, even though some of us haven't been here in a couple of years. But we know what's at stake, and we know how to prepare. And I think a lot of our players have been in this position. You know, we've got guys on this team that have been to Super Bowls. We've got guys on this team that have been to the playoffs, won playoff games. So, you know, you're counting on that veteran leadership, and I think it's still very much so, obviously, a one-game season. That's what it is now. So the fact that we've kind of had that theme all year is probably something that I hope will help us in this time of the year.
Seems like Jalen has really taken advantage of his opportunities in the last couple of games. Was it something halfway through the season that kind of clicked for him? Was it just the natural progression of a rookie coming in and finding his way? I mean, what was it about his game that he finally got that chance?
I would say it's probably more the natural progression of a rookie. I think a rookie wide receiver, it's very difficult to play early on in this league. You know, you just don't understand the speed of it, the strength that you need, the conditioning level that you need to be in. It's just a totally different ball game than college for that position. And I give him a lot of credit. He he's gotten himself into shape. He's lost probably about 20 to 25 pounds, maybe more than that. You know, I think you can just see it. You know, if you look, you compare pictures of him when he was here in minicamp to where he is now. I mean, it's like a totally different guy, and all the credit for that goes to him and his hard work. And he went in there yesterday and made some plays for us, and that was good to see. I think he's got a bright future.
You always get uncomfortable when it comes to credit. If we ask you about yourself and things, how did it make you feel when Bob gave you the game ball?
Oh, I feel good about that, John. I really do. I think that I'm very appreciative of that. But, you know, I'm uncomfortable mainly because it's a group effort. It takes so many different people to get to this point. It takes players, obviously, great players, role players. It takes a coaching staff. It takes a personnel department. It takes the strength coaches, the trainers, the equipment guys, the video guys, the people that service the food, that make great food in there every day for us. It takes everybody. And the people that work in the in media relations, the people that work in the ticket office, everybody. So that's why there's no way that one person gets credit. You know, obviously as a head coach, you know, you accept that ball and you're very appreciative of that, but that's a team football to me.
Bill, his name doesn't get brought up as much anymore, but Brian Cushing, what's he mean to this defense still, to this organization? I mean, he's really one of the only guys who's been here through this entire arc the last right. Six or 7 years.
He means a lot. I wish his name was brought up more. You know, I should probably bring his name up more. He's a leader. He's a tough player. He's a guy that hustles. He made a couple plays yesterday on the sideline, you know, that were quick throws out to the flat where he was showing up from – you know, his position over the center and flying out there and making the tackle. I think he's got over 100 tackles. You're talking about a heart and soul guy that's had a career in which he's been injured. He's come back from injury. You know, obviously I'm a little biased because he's from New Jersey, East Coast guy, although I'm not a huge New Jersey fan, but he's – I'm just kidding. I'm from Massachusetts. But he's a great guy, tough guy, and good guy to have on the team, no doubt about it.